You were born and lived in Wells, Cardiff, most of your life?
All of my life.
So you see yourself as Welsh?
Oh, yes, predominantly Welsh.
What does your Welshness mean to you?
It's so, so important. It's important, certainly, in the sporting field. Which annoys some people and they can't understand it, but my wife is the most unsporting person in the world. She went to a dinner one night and she was sitting next to somebody called Gareth Edwards. And she said, I know who you are because I've seen your statue in the St. David Centre. And she knows absolutely nothing about sport. He had probably one of the most enjoyable evenings he's ever had because everybody would want to talk to him about rugby.
I know I would, certainly.
But Danny knew nothing, so they had really enjoyable conversations, and she quite enjoys sitting next to him. But it means a lot to me. I can't speak Welsh. There are times when I wish I could. But I can't, because we learnt Welsh in school for a couple of years, and then it was one of those subjects. Either you carried on learning Welsh, or you did something else more important. I love Wales. I think the scenery is absolutely fantastic. I love the sporting achievements. I like the attitude of the vast majority of Welsh people. They've always been very friendly. There are exceptions, but you know, they're very welcoming. So I can't think of anywhere nicer that I would want to live. No, Wales is a lot, and it was a place that my ancestors, you know, it welcomed my grandparents from Poland, my grandparents from the Ukraine, one grandparent from the Ukraine, terribly important. So, and I think Jewish people have contributed a fair bit to Welsh life over the last 150 years. I am proud to be Welsh. I'm proud to be Jewish, and I'm proud to be British as well.